Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Perry LeCompton girls basketball with head coach Joey Franzetta. Well, it's been a tough last couple of games for the Perry girls. First on Friday, went up against Hiawatha on the road. Always a tough place to go and play and falling short 64-34. And then on Tuesday, down a couple of players against Holton and falling 41-19. So, coach, you're dealing with a lot of adversity right now. You've dealt with it quite a bit throughout this entire season. Just looking back at these last two games, though, just what have been your overall thoughts besides the fact that, you know, you have been down a couple of girls?
Yeah, I mean, you know, starting with Hiawatha, I mean, I thought we played all right. You know, the biggest thing I told our girls is, like, right now, and it's kind of like clockwork, there's going to be about a two-minute stretch here and a two-minute stretch there where we just turn the ball over like crazy and we're going to give up 20 points in a four-minute stretch at any given point during a game, which is, you know, that's tough to overcome. I mean, there was, like, I was watching through, like, the second quarter and I think at the beginning of the third, and I was like, how in the world do we lose by this amount? And then, sure enough, here comes a two-minute stretch where we turn the ball over four times in a row and leads to 8 points in a matter of about 35 seconds. So, you know, that we got to correct that. You know, we did do a lot better than that job last night against Holton State throwing the ball, but like as you mentioned, we had two pretty significant players out and a bunch of kids having to play some minutes that, you know, haven't played those kind of minutes all year. But, you know, the girls competed. You know, we just got to find some consistency on offense. If we can figure things out on offense, we're going to be all right. But right now, that's kind of our biggest bugaboo.
Yeah, and you look at it, too. I know something that I kind of noticed Friday maybe was, is there any confidence you feel like lacking a little bit, maybe as far as girls maybe not being as quite as confident as trying to find their shot or putting up shots or anything like that? Is that something maybe you look at a little bit, too?
I mean, yeah, yes and no. I mean, it's like I tell the girls, I'm like, girls, we should, like, we go through some sort of, like, offensive skill development or shooting for 50 minutes a day. Like, I'd venture to say we shoot more than about any other team. Now we just got to translate it to a game. Like, part of that is just, like, a little mindset shift where, you know, you're coming down and, like, instead of just shooting to shoot, you got to shoot to make, or just, like, little mindset things like that. You know, it's not that we're not getting open shots or anything like that, you know. Sometimes we attack and we just – we'll plow into three defenders for no reason instead of, you know, making the smart kick-out play, okay? Or there'll be times where we give up a wide-open lane to shoot a semi-contested jump shot, you know. Just a lot of basketball IQ things that we've been working on in practice and, you know, we're trying to get better at. So, you know, and I don't think it comes back to confidence or anything. I think a lot of it is just mindset, which we're working on, and we'll get a little bit better at every day. And, you know, which I keep telling the girls, we need to be playing our best basketball middle of February and into March, because sadly, you know, how things are lined up in the state, I mean, you could have the best season ever and go on a rough stretch going into the bottom half of the season, and your season looks really bad. Then on the flip side, you can have a rough beginning of the season, you end up on a really high note, and you put together some things at the end of the day, and you're going to be looking pretty good. So, you know, we're just going to keep working every day, try to get a little bit better.
And looking ahead to Friday, you'll have Sabetha coming off a pretty couple of good big wins for them, so that'll be another tough test on Friday. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck on Friday against Sabetha. Thank you so much for taking the time. As always, really do appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Joey Franzetta, head coach of the Perry LeCompton girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.